First years, Tom, Emily, Jen, Tristan and Ed have been on the wards for just 4 weeks.
For all intents and purposes at the moment, he's actually having a heart attack.
Second years, Ollie and Kira have 12 months' experience.
Breathing now.
Don't need any more of them tonight, that'll do for me.
They are working here at the Royal Liverpool University Hospital.
Hey, dearie, it's a look after you, lad.
But can they handle the pressure of being doctors in one of Britain's booziest cities?
You think of it as normal, you know, being sociable, going out with friends, having a drink. People might have a few too many.
It's the weekend in Liverpool, but when lots of young people have one too many to drink, it's up to the junior doctors to pick up the pieces. Second year Kira has just started a night shift in the hospital's emergency department.
Working at A&E probably has changed the way I feel about going out and getting absolutely smashed.
My name's
Kira's first patient is no boozed up 20-something. But an evening spent sampling the city's nightlife has still ended in a trip to casualty.
I had a couple of drinks and I took a fit of coughing. The next thing I know, I'm on the floor.
But it's not just a broken nose that's concerning the patient.
The thing that has got me is these sensations in my hands.
Medical alarm bells ring for the junior doctor. The tingly sensations could be a sign of a serious spinal injury. With the scan over and the patient back in the bay, Kira can get on with the job of fixing his face.